Well, I won't bore you with the details of what happened after. You know those annoying people who say, long story short, and then tell you every detail and all the bonus scenes? Yeah, I hate that. Anyway, I turned down the proposal, the Ritchie family left, but Luca sent letters nonstop. Bella stopped talking to me, which was amazing, but Mom stopped talking to me too. And then a month later, she got really sick. I ended up using all my savings for her treatment, and somehow, she emotionally blackmailed me into agreeing to date Luca. See, with great favoritism comes great responsibility. Mom favored me all her life, and as her perfect child, I felt the responsibility to make her happy now. Really, it's not easy being me. Of course, Bella was furious, and after she gave all my clothes to the neighborhood dogs, she started muttering things under her breath whenever she saw me. Gosh, so immature. Thankfully, Luca lived very far away and we just talked on the phone. But he called so much that eventually I made June take his calls and say, every other minute. He never knew it wasn't me. But he was supportive of all my singing dreams and said we could move anywhere I wanted to pursue them. Maybe sometimes your dreams come true in a way you didn't expect? Then one morning, I woke up with a really sore throat. I tried calling out to June for water, but my voice was gone. It turned out that I had laryngitis, and I was mute. The doctor said they couldn't say if my voice would come back. This was the first time in my life I was truly depressed. I could see all my dreams slipping away. Mom announced excitedly that Luca was coming, like that was supposed to cheer me up. And Bella's smug face made everything 10 times worse. One day at dinner, she turned to me. See, I told you I'd curse you. You've lost your precious voice because of my curses. Or maybe it's just karma. For the first time in your life, you get what you deserve. For once, you lose. And something inside me just snapped. I threw my pasta at her face and then jumped on her. It took June and Mom some serious effort to save her miserable butt. Later that night, I was crying angry tears in my room when June slipped in. You know it's not Bella's curses, right? Of course I know. She's just unbearable. Why is she like this? Maybe because it's not easy to live in your shadow? She's always been told she's not as good as you. She's never even tried. Maybe because there isn't any point? You're pretty much perfect. How come you turned out so nice? It doesn't bother me that you're better. Also, being nice is easy. Being mean is hard. And it doesn't even feel good. Why are you writing things down? I have no idea. June had given me some food for thought. I guess it wasn't fun to always be compared to someone. And I guess I never made it easier for Bella either. Maybe I could start now. So when Luca arrived a few days later, I told him I was breaking up with him. He held my hands and looked really sad. Ha! See? I see a smirk! Animator, please, please go back a little bit. Okay, animator, you can continue.
It's not that I don't care for you, babe, but yeah, I totally get it. You need your space. Maybe if you get your voice back, give me a call?
I won't be doing that, but I think you should ask out Bella. Trust me, you guys are made for each other. Looks like he listened because when I went down later, Bella sprung on me like a python. Oh, thank you, my amazing, lovely sister. I'll start a prayer circle for you tomorrow and you'll get your voice back in no time. You'll see. Now let's kiss and make up, but only in the air because I don't want to ruin my lipstick. Bella and Luca got married a month later and she left. And that is my favorite Bella memory, watching her leave. One evening, it was just me and June and I was sipping tea when I spilled some on myself. Ow! June and I looked at each other in shock. I tried speaking a bit more and I could. My voice wasn't totally normal yet, but it was coming back. We both started crying and dancing around for joy. My voice did recover completely, and I was able to sing again. But I felt a bit different. I felt more appreciative of the things I'd taken for granted. And June was wrong. Being nice was freaking hard. Much easier to be selfish. But I wanted to be nicer, and I really tried. A few months later on my birthday, Mom and June surprised me with a ticket to LA.
The American Idol auditions are happening there next week, and you deserve this chance, love.
I'd always waited for an opportunity like this, and now it was here. I was excited and scared. Good scared, though. Here I come, world.
Also, in case you're wondering, this is not my real voice, obviously. They hired a professional voice actress to do the job. I can't do it.
You know you can't be perfect at everything. Also, if you want a part two of me telling you what happened in LA, please comment, Ramen Lee Min Ho, our amazing MSA character. He thinks bye!